Okay, this week's Sicha for Parshas Vayakhel is taken from Chelek Aleph. I had the privilege and the pleasure of preparing this with Rabbi Shalom Ber Harlig from Chabad of the Indian Empire. So we begin, it says, quoting the Pasuk, Sheshis Yamim Te'aseh Malacha. So the Rebbe is going to discuss why it says the word Te'aseh and not Ta'aseh. So we'll jump right in. Bereshis Parshas Vayakhel. Torah tells us, Shemo Shabeni Hikilas B'nei Yisrael, he gathered together the Jewish people, the Hischil Itzalvism, al Shmiras HaShabbos, and began to command them regarding keeping Shabbos. B'torcha Devarim Mofiyah HaPosuk. So amongst this command to keep Shabbos, the following Posuk appears, Sheishis Yamim Te'aseh Malacha, for 6 days your work should be done, V'yayim HaShvi, and on the seventh day, Yelochem Kodesh, should be holy for you, Shabbos Shabboson. A double expression of Shabbos. And the Rebbe explains why a double expression of Shabbos, as we'll see. Chazal lamdu mipasuk zeh. So the rabbis learned out from this pasuk, shelo rak shmiras ha-shabbos hi mitzvah. Not only is keeping Shabbos itself the day of a mitzvah, ela rather gam ha-avoida b'sheshes yimei ha-maseh mitzvah hi. Working during the 6 days. If the Torah's command you, sheshes yamim te'aseh malacha, means you should work for 6 days. That the working part, that's also part of the mitzvah. And then obviously, Shabbos is mitzvah as well. K'shem shnitztav Yisrael on mitzvahs aseh shel Shabbos, just like the Klal Yisrael was commanded on the mitzvah of Shabbos, kach nitztavu al ha-malacha. So too were commanded to work as well, quoting from the Mechilta de Rashbi. Okay. Ki ha-malacha v'ha-avoida, be'as also an al-pi ha-torah, l'shem shemayim, af hi b'chinas avoidas Hashem, which is an important idea to recognize, that when you're working and doing what Hashem wants, that's also a mitzvah. Serving Hashem through working the 6 days a week is the divine plan. So you're doing what Hashem wants in that unique situation of the workplace. Okay. Ulam, ha-pasuk hazeh gam roimeis keitzad tzorech hayu lehisyacheis la'avodas sheshes b'yameisha. Not only that we're, number one, as we just said, supposed to work during the 6 days, but what is our relationship? How do we interact with our work? How do we relate to it? Hare Moshe Rabbeinu medaber Yeshua zel ha'am Uma hayativa yoser milomar lohem Sheishes yamim te'aseh Ta'aseh malacha Aval hu eina oimer ta'aseh ela te'aseh. Again, we're just being medayik why it uses that expression of te'aseh and not ta'aseh. The Rebbe's going to explain what it means. Kasher omrim la'odam ta'aseh. When it says to do the work, pirish hadavar, how do you understand what this means? Sha'olav lahachnis es atzma toich ha'inyan la'asoy. So you have to literally put yourself into it and do this. It's your job to make sure that it gets done, but you go in rosh over rubo. You're totally immersed in the work itself. Ve'ilu kisha'omrim te'aseh, when it says the work, it should be done. Se'ish b'kach mashmos, the implication of this statement is ki'ilu hadover nasim elav. It's like it was done on of its own accord. Mibli sheha adam yitzdarich lahashkia bazeh es kol koychosav. You don't have to really invest all of your koychos in it. It's done in a more of a external way, but not really putting in your inner, your heart, and your mind into it. It's just, you know, externally. Yegia kapecha zeh be'etzem ma'ase Torah mevakeshes lamdeinu. This is what the Torah is trying to teach us in this pasuk, in the way it was phrased. Again, that it's not sheishes yamim ta'aseh malacha, but sheishes yamim te'aseh malacha. Nachon, it's correct. Tzarech lavod b'sheishes mibreishes. Granted, we understand that. We've explained, yes, you have to work. That's part of the divine plan. Zuafila mitzvah lasoik malacha. It's even a mitzvah to do this. Great. Avalot tzarech lahashkia b'avodas hamalacha es kol harosh. It's called hanefesh. You don't have to put your heart into it. You can work, but when you're totally connected to something with the essence of who you are, that it takes over. Yes, you have to work, but don't put your head and your heart into the work. Your head and the heart remain with mitzvos. It's only going to be an external form that you do that. Yehudi nidrus lis kor tamid. A yid is required to remember constantly. Shavoida v'hamalacha einam tachlis hachaim. The whole purpose while I'm in this world is not to have a diversified portfolio. It's not it. I'm not here to work. Ella, rak emtzei leparnaso chidoimi. It is the way that Hashem sends his parnaso to me is through my work. I have to do that. It has to go through the natural channels. Hachayim amitim, but what's the true life? Heim chay haruach. That's the spiritual things. Limud haTorah, tefillah, learning, davening, his askus became a mitzvah, fulfilling Hashem's mitzvos. Asi is maisim tovim, chayotzim ke'ilu. That's the main thing. It's not the work. However, Ra'ayon ze Romuz gam b'posuk, with this idea that we're not supposed to be totally invested in it, but while we work, we have to work. That's understood. But the way we relate to the work, there's a hint of this in the posuk of Yegia Kapecha Kisoichel Ashrech V'Tovlach. With the work of your hands, you'll eat, and it'll be good and fortunate for you. Hadosha Khan, the emphasis here, Al Yegia, the Yegia of your hands. Rak Es a yedayim, it's just your hands, klomar, koichas hasiya, your hands are that external thing that does the action. Yesh lahashkiya be'esek hamalacha, that's what should be involved in doing the work. Your hands, the most, physically, it's the most farthest part of your body. Avol es harosh, es a nefesh, but your head, your soul, yesh lishmor p'nuyim l'torah v'avodas Hashem, that you have to keep open for learning. That's why, interesting, you find in certain Hasidic circles that people will take quote-unquote menial jobs, not because they're interested in taking the easy way out, but for imagine, if you're a painter, well, while you're painting a house, you could be doing that, but you could be thinking about Hashem while you're painting the walls of a house. You're doing an honest work, and at the same time, you're still connected to Hashem. When a yid goes like this, it's good for you, and it's fortunate. So the Rebbe says, Yavu mishuhu v'yishol, someone could come and ask you the following question. Im lo ashkiya be'esek, es kol koichos v'nishmosei. If I don't put my whole koichos into this business venture that I'm doing, ech avtiach es hatzlachaso. How do I know that I'm going to be successful? How am I going to prosper if I don't literally totally invest myself 100%? Akach yesh lahashiv, so you answer this type of question, shetzrichim gam emunah b'akodesh baruch hu. Besides for the actual physical work we do, coupled with that is our faith and our belief in Hashem. Yehudi ma'amin, a yid believes, shebesoif v'shadov, at the end of the day, harponos bo me'is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Harlik shared with me that they think from the Rebbe or someone else was saying that, imagine you have a barrel of water. So it doesn't matter how many spigots you put in, you're not going to get more out of the barrel. So Hashem decides for how much you're going to have. I told him that same moshe was given by the Chafetz Chaim. So he laughed and says, yeah, you find like a lot of times people want to make the same point. They just insert a different gadol to bring out the same yisod. But we understand this. The key point is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu determines how much panasa every one of us is going to have. And then the Chafetz Chaim, the way I heard it over was he said, so what, you think you're going to put a seventh hole into the bucket? You're going to work on Shabbos also? Hashem can make it all come out during 6 days of the week. That's exactly what we're saying here. That's the whole word. Sheishis yamim te'asem alocha. Right? Come out the six. You don't have to work on Shabbos. Tafkida shel ha'odam hu lahachin kli. Our job is to prepare a kli, a vessel, shem tzuso yakabel es berikas Hashem, which will make a opportunity for Hashem to give us the bracha. So I have a job, I work, Hashem can send the pronounce that way. And that's how you have to realize that Hashem is giving you the parnasa. Hashem is the one who determines whether it's going to be successful or not. Imkein, therefore, Kashir HaKadosh Baruch Hu Emor, when Hashem says, Sheyhudi lo tzarech lahashki es kol kulo ba'oskov, when you don't have to totally immerse yourself in your work, your parnasa, mikan shaderech lekabel es habrocha helakis, vas is es ha'esek ki davke kasher mekayim es rotzon Hashem v'lo kisha oisim es ha'efach mizeh. The way that we get the brachas, we're doing what Hashem wants from us. Ha'adam ha'roit v'la hatzlachas ha'skov, a person wants to be successful, tzorech lehimanem il hashkiya behem es kol ha'nefesh. You have to hold back from putting yourself totally into it. It's counterintuitive. You would think the more I invest, the more I work, the more I'm thinking, the more I'm involved in this, then the more success I'm going to have. Lav davka. Maybe fakert. The less that you invest your head and your heart into it and you just relate to it in more of an external way, with chitzonius, that's what's going to ensure a person's success. That's why Kodesh Baruch Hu wants to give you the bracha. Again, it's yakias kapecha, just with your hands. Kasher Yehudi Oyved B'sheishis Mehamaisa, and when a Jew goes through his weekday like this, Api Hadrachas Hadrach, the way the Torah instructs us to interact with our work, Gam Hashabbos Shelo Shonet, that changes your Shabbos, because if you fulfill the first half of the pakka of Sheishis Yamim Tehasem Alocha, then V'yom Shavi Yeh Lachem Kodesh, then you have a high level of Kedusha in your Shabbos. Ein lo kol kushi lifanos es koichos nafshal in yonim Shabiruach. You can put everything into Shabbos now because it wasn't expended by the work. Ein hu choshev umaharer al hazman ha'eskov achulin shalom.
you're thinking about the weekday activities, kach yesh lo chayim yehudim mitim yavibriu, Jewish life, hein b'yameyachol al achas kam v'kama b'shabbos. And that's what the Rebbe concluded, and he says that's why in the pasuk it says Shabbos Shabboson, a double expression, because your weekdays are Shabbostic, and if you have a week days which are Shabbostic, and then you bring that into Shabbos, that's the double, that's Shabbos Shabboson. So a beautiful idea. Not only do we need to work in order to give Hashem's bracha, but how do we interact with that? That we don't let it take over. We're never going to be a workaholic because we understand the Kodesh Baruch Hu wants us to do this. That's the Ratzon of Hashem. But still, within reason, the way we can relate to it properly and keep our mind free to be thinking and focused on what's truly important, HaKodesh Baruch Hu. Okay, wishing everybody a wonderful week.